Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The government in Uttar Pradesh, one of India's least evangelized states, granted protection to a Gospel for Asia missionary. Hindu extremists made death threats after he baptized 60 people. Plans to build a church escalated the threats and drew the entire community to the Sunday service. GFA's KP Yohannan.
They came to the church, people inside, outside, you know, this whole place, to find out what's going on. And after the service was over, hearing the worship and teaching the Bible and everything, the village folks said, these people are only praying to God. We like it.
Next, Bangladesh's literacy rate is roughly 43%. That poses an interesting challenge for scripture outreach among the illiterate. Fortunately, most people have access to a radio. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says that's why they're sending their technology trainer to train national engineers.
There's a real solid outreach program going on using the scriptures and audio. A lot of people have come to the Lord through it. But right now, the technicians are needed to help use the equipment that's there and to continue to produce the kind of audio materials that are being used out in the areas surrounding the studio.
And finally, the Joshua Project reports there are about 6,400 unreached people groups around the world. Because of that, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is encouraging churches to adopt a people group. The IMB says your church can have a key role in bringing an unreached people group to Christ. The IMB has outlined 7 steps to accomplishing this, with 2.5 billion people still considered unreached. Your help is vital. Go to our website for the 7 steps. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.